This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Excuse me, I've got some people here who say they're here for Craig's party. I told them it's over. Where would you like them?
Over there, in the media corner.
Okie dokie.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. That would be you.
Oh yeah, that's me.
This is the show for Monday, January 28, 2008. I'm Chuck Tomasi, and with me is the man, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm good, and I still feel young and stupid.
We already went through that.
Yeah, we already went through that.
That was a fun party. I think my head still hurts.
Well, if your head's still hurting, then it was pretty good.
Okay. This is the companion podcast to Tech for Technorama. Companion podcast, is it two or four? Time to call Grammar Girl again.
I don't know.
Anyway, this is a companion to Technorama with all of your email and voicemail comments. If you're new to Technorama, there is another major piece to this. If it doesn't make any sense, you may want to go back one show, two shows, maybe three in the regular feed, and have a listen to know what everybody's talking about. Otherwise, pull up a chair, spend a few minutes with us, and yes, a few of our closest friends who wrote in or called the listener line or sent an audio clip, like these fine people.
Hey guys, this is Brewmaster Dave from the Britain Yankee. Finally calling the right phone number. I left a couple messages for the Craig challenge and realized I was dialing the wrong dumb number, and I was wondering why my comments weren't being on the show.
The number was
so
dumb.
So first off, if I didn't say that right, happy birthday, Craig. Secondly, my comment is I have a great little proud parent moment with my four-year-old son. He finally got him to watch Star Wars, and he loved it so much because of the Imperial Walker, as he calls them, AT-ATs, and you know, that's his favorite thing. So after we get done watching, I think it was The Empire Strikes Back, he goes to meet Daddy, let's go to the Apple Store.
Yeah.
Which was a proud moment being an IT person myself, along with being a brew guy. So I think he wanted to go to the Apple Store mainly because of the Star Wars Lego game he played on there when I went to get my iPod fixed the last time. But
right,
either way, I was happy that he liked Apples and Star Wars. Life couldn't be better, I guess. Talk to you later, guys.
Oh, that is sweet.
That is pretty good. You know, hey, you know, today I was watching Speed Racer with my son. I got season one's coming through, you know, from Amazon. There was a delay on that one. But I got the second volume. I'm sorry, not season one, but the first volume. They got it broke up in volumes. Got second volume with, you know, about 10, 12 episodes on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched two up there, and they were one as a two-parter. So we watched the first two-parters and the second two-parters, and he was getting into it. So that was kind of fun, you know, to watch him paying attention really close. Oh, that's a bad guy, isn't it? You know, watching Speed, and he goes, he already knows. He already gets it that, you know, Chin Chin and Spritel are in the trunk all the time. He knows.
That ain't right. All right, next message.
Hey, guys, this is Mark in Memphis.
Mark.
I really hate to be the one to break this to you, but when you end your show with, quote, the binary high five of 101,
yeah,
that is actually in binary code a -3.
What?
And two's complement format for binary code, a real binary high five would be 0101.
Oh.
When the topmost number is a one, it's a negative number in binary. So, binary low five, 1011. Bye.
He's pleased with himself on that.
Hey, you know what? It's Technorama rules, and that's how we play here.
Well, it's only a -3 if you've got a 3-bit computer or brain.
3-bit. 3-bit.
Do I have to list the first 63 or 62 zeros before I get to the 101? I'm on 64-bit, man. I'm not going to go 0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
Oh, gosh.
Chuck, Chuck, Chuck.
Scott, hey, guys, Scott, Scott.
My turn. Let me start again. Chuck, Chuck, Chuck.
What?
In response to your pot versus soda versus Coke comment, I have to come to Craig's defense. Having been to North Carolina a number of times, mm-hmm. I've never heard other non-cola drinks called Coke there. However,
I have
heard it called that in Oklahoma and Texas. So I think your geography might be a little bit off in terms of that. But, you know, otherwise, yes, Craig, in fact, there are places where people refer to non-cola soda or non-cola pop as Coke. Heard it myself. Been there, done that. Back of later, guys. 101.
So we're both right and wrong.
Take that. Take that, Chuck. I'll take that as a win on me.
No, he said there are other places that do that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there are. But around here in these parts, this is how it works. I know when it's a cola type drink, like a dark cola, like a Pepsi or a Coke, it can get referred to as a Coke, period.
Maybe the people I was talking to moved from Texas or Oklahoma.
Maybe. But a pop or a soda can really encompass anything.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty generic.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Matt.
Matt.
And you're commenting about the Wii games. And we've had our Wii 7 or 8 months or so. And yeah, we only recently discovered that for a measly $5, you can get some old classic NES games. So we downloaded Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2. And yeah, for about 2 weeks. I enjoyed, kicking the tail off my kids there because they couldn't play it.
Doesn't last long.
Cheesy at first, but they really like it. They actually play more of the old school games than they do the new ones. But even my 14-year-old has finished Super Mario Brothers in about 11 minutes on one life, so she's doing pretty good. And then we've got Super Mario Brothers, and then 2, and then Galaga. Girls are loving Galaga, but then they found Super Mario Brothers: The Lost World, which I've learned was supposed to be the second Super Mario Brothers, but it was only released in Japan. And the girls play that probably just as much as they play the regular Wii games, and they love it. I've tried it. Of course, I didn't grow up playing it, so it's very challenging for me. And I don't know how I would play it without YouTube, because every time I can't figure out a level, I go on YouTube and find out how somebody else passed it. But yeah, it's pretty cool for $5 to play... You can play those old school games. I think we spent, you know, $40 or $50 on games there, which is about as much as a regular Wii game. Anyway, see you guys. 101.
You didn't have those cheat codes when you were a youngster.
Much less YouTube.
Right, that's what I meant.
Yeah, that's funny.
It was learn it the hard way. Hey, I don't know about you, but in playing that classic Mario Brothers,
mm-hmm.
the audio crackles. They purposely put in bad audio in certain places.
Yeah, wasn't that that was an issue before, wasn't it? On the other
machine. And I'm pretty sure that the video all of a sudden jumps about 2 inches to the right. So I'm playing the game and it jumps back and forth like it's a bad arcade game. It's really funny. But the audio, it didn't dawn on me until last night. We were at our annual winter party and we had casino night, and it was kind of like Chuck E. Cheese. You go and you play games, you play games, you play games, and you cash in your chips for tickets, and the tickets go in various buckets for drawing. There were a couple of iPods. There was a little wine MIDI fridge.
Right.
There was a gaming chair. There was a pizza oven. Just great prizes. And I dumped in about 12 tickets into various buckets, most of them in the iPod bucket for unknown reasons. But Donna and I said, watch, we're going to win the pizza oven because we have no place to put it. We'd like a pizza oven, but we don't have anywhere to. We don't have the counter space. They're huge.
Yeah.
Well, so we won the pizza oven, and I was, you know, grateful, but a little confused as to what we're going to do with this poor thing. On the way out,
mm-hmm.
one of the guys says, "You want a trade?"
And oh, I said, what you got?
Trade? What do you got? He says, "I got the gaming chair. This is a wireless gaming chair. Sits on the floor, you know, about 3-4 feet high.
Wait a minute.
Built-in audio. Huh?
Wireless gaming chair. Now, think about that for a minute. What could
possibly we were ripping on that before, too. A wireless chair. That's like a wireless screwdriver.
You know, I've got about 20 wireless chairs around here.
Yeah. No, this one's got audio, and it's pretty cool. This is a neat gaming chair.
Really? Oh, it has audio and everything built into it?
It's about a $230 chair.
Well, forget the pizza. Well, you can just order a pizza. I'll take the chair.
I this morning, I set it up. I ran my iPod through it. I ran the Wii remotely. I was a little concerned because it is running on 2.4 gigahertz, and I thought, oh, there goes my Wi-Fi. But it doesn't interfere.
Cool.
Everything's been perfectly fine. And then I hooked up the laptop. I was listening to voicemails on it, and the audio was coming out right behind my head in beautiful, clear sound. And that's when I noticed Mario Brothers has a bit of a problem with the audio.
Yeah.
And I know it was intentional.
Yeah, and I'm sure some hardcore old Nintendo guys can tell us that there was a problem. But if I remember right, there was an issue with the audio back on that thing. So, hey, I think you should post a picture of that chair into the Technorama group.
It's if you go to Pyramat, P-Y-R-A-M-A-T, and look up the... I forgot the letters, but it's the model 450.
Wait a minute. I want a picture of you using your chair. That's what I'm saying.
Sweet.
In the Technorama group.
You can even daisy chain these things together because it's got audio in and audio out. This is a high-tech gaming chair. I'm really surprised.
Oh, and then you're not wireless anymore.
Well, you'd be wired to the other chairs, which would be nice.
Hey, Chuck, Craig. Zahadum.
Zahadum.
Just letting y'all know, I'm probably not going to be around for a while. I resigned my position where I'm at currently, moving on to bigger, better things. But had an interesting thought on the way home tonight. What is the one thing you would do on your last day at your current job? And again, this is a hot dog.
He said he's going to resign his position. Is he talking about resigning the position at the end of the chat room list?
Maybe.
That's why he's not going to be around.
He's there now.
Well, look, what would you do? It depends if you were really trying to not burn your bridges.
Oh, definitely don't burn your bridges.
Yeah. If it was one of those situations where you didn't have a choice, you know, there's
I'd still be on best behavior.
Yeah, probably. I would too, honestly.
Although the one piece of information that I thought would just be really fun, leave it at the bottom of the inbox or something. So as people are cleaning it out, they get this note that says, have fun changing all the passwords.
Yeah.
It's not a malicious. There's no nothing bad intended in that message. But I've been exposed to a lot of secure things in my day over the last 20 years at this company, and I know that many of these passwords are the same, are not centrally managed, and have rarely been changed. That's what I leave. But yeah. I would send lots of thank you notes, handwritten thank you notes, to a lot of the people who helped me along the way, and that's how I would end it. And of course, a happy hour.
Take an old keyboard, take the keys off, put some epoxy inside and let it harden just enough where you can put the keys back and make it look right. So when somebody sits down to type,
they break their fingers. That's nice.
Keys won't move.
Let's keep going. that should be a call out to the listener.
Yes.
Call the listener line and let us know what you would do on your last day.
Hey, two options. Call us and tell us what you would do if you were leaving on bad terms or if you weren't. How about
that? If it was your choice or not.
Yeah.
That's all you need to say.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. This is Claudio from Miami, who usually shows up on the IRC as Claudio M. Been a while since I've actually called in or been on the IRC channel, mainly because my IMAX G5 kind of took a dump, had a capacitor problem over the... right before the Christmas vacation, and
stupid
so I kind of fell behind on my podcast.
That's the flux capacitor, buddy!
So now I was able to move the iTunes library over to another Mac and sync my iPod, and I'm trying to catch up, and let me tell you, definitely have taken you guys for granted. Don't know what you got those gone. Anyways,
well, thank you.
I heard the challenge there, so since it's been a while since I've called, here it is, I'm here calling. Just
just wishing you guys a happy new year, too. Hope your holidays went well.
They did, yeah.
Getting back to my iMac. Since it had a capacitor problem, even though it was a second-generation iMac, they were able to, they just decided to fix it on no charge. So, goody-goody for
nice.
Me. I'll be picking it up today. And since you guys had mentioned in a bunch of the shows, talking about Craig's birthday. Happy birthday, Craig.
Thank you.
Today, January 25th, Friday, is my youngest son's birthday. He turns one today. So
congratulations.
To him.
Yeah.
101 to him as well.
That's right.
And
just
keep him in your thoughts, because next week he will be getting the tubes inserted in his ears for he's had ear infections and stuff. So anyways, just keep him in your thoughts and prayers. I hear it's real quick, but, you know, it's always good to have that extra bit of help from the, you know, from up above. But anyway, just thought I'd call in. You know, challenge is there, so I took it up. Anyway, there it is. Hope you guys have a great weekend. 101. Bye-bye.
It reminds me of something that my daughter Julie said when Lisa had her first birthday. Julie was 3. And she said, this is honest to goodness out of the mouth of a 3-year-old. Lisa, you're 1 year old now. You're not a 0 anymore.
Hoppy birdie, two shoes. Hoppy birdie, two shoes. Hoppy birdie, hoppy birdie, hoppy birdie, two shoes.
It's the Swedish Chef.
Yeah, I know, Craig. I'm late, and I apologize for that. I have the other number and other stuff, and... Blake from Ottawa groveling for your forgiveness. I hope you had a wonderful birthday and have fun.
That's pretty
I thought
cool.
That was Bruce Barr at first.
I did too. Well, hey, thank you. I appreciate it. And you know what? This last birthday has been awesome because I've gotten birthday wishes from around the world, literally.
Isn't that cool?
It is very cool. Very cool. Makes, you know, it shows the power of podcasting and the internet and whatnot.
And I think we've got a few more hiding in here, so let's move along.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Blake from Ottawa here. I heard you talking about cold weather. Yeah, it sounds like you
How
have a little bit
cold
of that.
Is it?
Slow going, Chuck. a little cold, a little nippy.
How nippy is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know what that's like. But as to playing with hot water in extreme cold, I lived some time in the Yukon in Watson Lake, wonderful little town. But we did that. We would go out with a... bucket of really, really, really hot water and throw it up in the air, and not much of it ever came back to ground. We didn't get a good fog going. We also did the spit test at minus 40 Celsius or Fahrenheit, because it's both the same. You knew it was cold. You didn't even have to know the temperature, because if you stood about 3 feet from the pickup truck and spit at it, it would go beep, because it would freeze through the air before it hit the truck. And abuses of technology. Last year when I was at Podcasters Across Borders, which will be held this year in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, and you should come because, hell, it was a lot of fun. I couldn't believe how many people in the same room, and in some cases at the same table, and in some cases sitting beside each other, were Twittering.
Yeah.
I just found that very strange, if not a little rude. 101. Bye-bye.
Here's the way that about.
Clear abuse of technology.
Hey, well, speaking of abuse of technology, remember at the Podcast Expo, the police broke up a party that we were at, and we left, and we got into Victor's room. Everybody's Twittering to see when the cops left.
Well, we knew the cops were there and kicking people out before we were going, hey, let's head back down. Hey, let's... Oh, never mind.
But we were getting an up-to-date status on Twitter. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. How big of a geek are you if you have time at a party to Twitter? Get a life. Go hey. To a party. Have fun.
It was fun.
It was, but that's just another clear abuse of technology.
Yes, it was. Hey, if you're on Twitter, by the way, this is something I should mention on the show. If you, the listener, are on Twitter, you can go to my website, spindle.com, and you'll see links to my little social network if you want to add me to any of those. Twitter is on there, so you can go... Follow me on Twitter.
I've been getting a lot of people joining up and following me on Twitter lately.
Yeah, and you know what? It's gotten to the point when somebody adds me, I go and look and see what kind of messages they've been putting up.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them, I think are bots.
You think so?
Yeah. So I mean, they can follow me all they want, but I'm, you know, I don't reciprocate.
Right.
But
right.
But if you know you're tweeting about stuff and or I recognize your name or something like that, sure, you know, I had you, no problem.
Tell them you're a Technorama listener.
Yeah.
And happy birthday, Craig, from Seattle.
Thank you.
The whole city of Seattle just wished you a happy birthday.
That's that was awesome. Nice of them. Seattle is, they just rock.
Hey, this is Scott Reynolds, and I was just driving along listening to the last voicemail show, and I realized, oh my gosh, it's Craig's birthday. How could I forget? It's Craig's birthday.
That's right.
It's the 21st day. Oh, no. Happy birthday, Craig. Hope it's a great one. Talk to you later.
And it was. I've eaten steak, hamburgers, and all kinds of assorted desserts that the people came and sang to me at the restaurants with.
It was also my niece's birthday Friday.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, she turned birthday to her as well.
13. She turned 13.
Wow, fantastic.
Hi, I'm calling from Sandman Central headquarters to remind Craig Five about his appointment to Carousel. If your crystal hasn't changed to red yet, we apologize. This is due to a server malfunction. It will be rectified in the next few hours. We would like to thank you for your cooperation. Happy birthday, Craig. 101.
Please report to the destruction chamber immediately.
Hey, actually, I don't. I think the server must have been down for a long time because it was supposed. This crystal was supposed to go black about 9 years ago.
You know what that reference was to, right?
Yes, Logan's Run.
Okay.
Yes, I know.
But weren't you supposed to... Wasn't that supposed to happen when you turned 30?
That's what I said, about 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's running a little slow.
That's what I'm saying.
He didn't hook up NTP to his crystal.
I think Y2K got to the machine.
Greg, happy birthday from Dan down here in Miami.
The other days of them.
Miami, the other country. Thank you.
The whole city. Oh.
Hi, it's Bukaroo. I just wanted to say happy birthday to Craig.
How about in French?
In French. Bonne fête à Craig.
Sing
bonne
along.
Fête à Craig. Bonne fête, bonne fête, bonne fête à Craig. 101.
101 to you, too.
You got to get that Craig in there.
That was cool. And, you know, as I was listening to it in the... And the voice line, that was pretty cool. You know, made my day.
Do we have to pay AOL for the French version, too?
Hi, Bukaroo again. I just wanted to say to you that Craig has the same birthday as my sister. So I'm going to say happy birthday to my sister, too. So it's Annie. And so happy birthday, Annie. 101. Bye.
Everybody's got a birthday on the 25th, I guess.
It is a popular day. Let me tell you that.
Hi again, it's Bukaroo. I just wanted to tell you that here in Quebec, by the way, we say Quebec here.
So noted. Quebec.
Well, in the past show, Chuck complained about a $3 toll on some roads, and then somebody else called and told you that it was about $12 where they lived. Here, it's free. You know, free. Okay. The roads are full of big holes.
Potholes.
What I'm seeing, it's more like a bombed roads. And, oh, yeah, well, some bridge fall. But it's free, you know, it's free. Yeah, no. It's free. Thank you. 101.
Hey,
we don't complain about the taxes. There's plenty of the other things to complain about, like your safety.
Hey, at least he's looking on the bright side of things, right?
That's right.
Hi, Chuck and Craig. It's Bukaroo again. Just wanted to say that here in Montreal, the temperature goes down to minus 17, minus 18 Fahrenheit. So, you know, that's really cold, and it's really humid here. So you...
Ooh.
You know, it goes down in your bones more, and you feel the cold really more with the humidity. And when I go to work, I take the bus. So when I take out my bus pass, I got to be careful not to break it with the cold, you know. So just a thought. Thank you for the good show. 101.
Hey, Nan, I was going to ask him that. Do you take the bus to work or do you bring a lunch?
Who, me?
Just kidding. It's like that joke, what's the difference between a duck?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Chuck and Craig. This is Scott Reynolds.
Scott.
And I'm calling you on Skype, which may in fact be evil, but that's not the topic that I really wanted to talk about.
Evil.
It goes back for a couple of months of various topics. Beta versus VHS. Well, yeah, that's religious. Yeah, beta folks, sorry, VHS1, get over it. VI versus EMAX, another religious topic. I have strong opinions on that.
Sure.
Page rate versus less filling. Well, I don't know. I don't drink it anyway. Blu-ray versus HD DVD. Blu-ray looks like it's going to come out on top, yeah, for better or worse. However, there's one topic that's not a religious argument, and I think it was Bruce that said it was, but Seashell is demonstrably evil.
Ooh.
Tom Christensen of Pearl fame wrote the definitive text on this topic. Simply Google Seashell or CSH programming considered harmful, and you'll see exactly why.
Wow.
That's all I wanted to say, guys. Hope you're having a great new year so far. 101.
It is there. I looked it up. It is evil, especially when it comes to file handles. That's all I'm going to say. You can go look up the rest if you're really interested.
I'll have to check this out. That sounds like some good reading.
Hey, Craig, buddy. This is JT from the Geekcast. Just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday to the... Actually, wish happy birthday to the only guy that I can text while he's shaving and driving, and sometimes both, I think. Anyway, man, for all of us here at the Geekcast and Night Geek Studios, wishing you a happy birthday. Good luck with the next year and everything that you've got going on. See you guys. 101.
Thanks, JT.
Text while you're shaving and driving at the same time?
Well, here's the deal. My Nokia N810...
Yeah.
You know, when it connects to the internet, automatically it sets my presence to on or, you know, available. So I'm sitting there listening to podcasts. You know, I've got the loudspeakers going, or sometimes I use the Bluetooth or something like that, and I'm shaving and stuff. All of a sudden, JT's usually the first one to IM me in the morning. Yo, man, or, you know, sir, or whatever. And I'm like, so I'm sitting there, hold on, I'm shaving. So, anyways,
now we know.
So I take IM into the bathroom. It's awesome.
You know, we're not on Technorama. You're not allowed to say too much information or TMI anymore. This is officially known as a sharing violation.
Sharing violation. Oh, God.
Well, Scott Sigler does call his fans "sweet dirty junkies," so I don't have a problem with you with being a Technorama user. But well, what do the other people think? I want to know. Thanks. Bye.
We have a couple other people chiming in. They're fine with the term. Technorama users.
Okay, fine. If that's the way, you know.
We're going to have Technorama Anonymous. Hi, I'm a Technorama user. Been a Technorama user for 3 years.
Call in, state your name, and we'll... Hey.
We give you a VPN token.
Yeah, VPN token.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. Chris in Seattle calling. I've been a Technorama user now for about 1 year and very proud of it. I was calling about the voicemail, I think it was from Mark in Memphis, about Upstick Creek, and he couldn't figure out something to finish it. A little thing that popped into my head would be, I'm up Biff Creek without a sysadmin. Yeah, let me know what you think. Keep up the good show, guys. Love listening to you. 101, out.
Actually, Jeff Lutz wrote in and he said... regarding railroad tracks, but he starts out, how about Upbit Creek without a comparator? I kind of like that one.
Yeah, it's pretty good, too.
Because, by the way, it appears your comment about the railroad tracks is a hoax. I remember that during the Civil War, the U.S. had two different track standards. A little searching, and I found truthorfiction.com/rumors/r/railwidth.htm. Will do my best to get you an MP3 for the birthday party. I don't remember if he was there. There were so many people at that party.
Yeah.
Right, we have...
Hey, wait a minute. I was going to say about the railroad thing, you know, when you mentioned that, I kept thinking, you said that the width was when the horses were standing. I was thinking, if the horses were standing side by side, the rails would just about go straight under them So that did make sense to me.
Well, you're not putting horses on rails, Craig. That just doesn't work.
Oh, we got steam engines now. Oh,
no. Steampunk horse.
No, what I'm saying is the spacing. It seemed like if you had a cart with a horse, two horses side by side.
Yes.
It seemed like the rails would be about the same width as they would if they went right under them.
That's correct. Okay. But it's a hoax. All right, we have one more voicemail, and I think you're going to like this one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, guys, we need to record a birthday wish for Craig Stepp.
Who's Craig Stepp? He's that old guy in Technorama.
Mm. Nikolai, he's not that old.
How old is he? Well, he's so old, instead of using disposable diapers, his mother used feed leaves.
Nikolai!
In fact, he's so old, his memory's in black and white.
Nick, that's not very nice to say.
Wait, they get better.
Wait, they get better.
So old that he took his driver's test on a dinosaur.
Nick!
He's so old, Jurassic Park brought back memories.
Okay, that's enough.
Just a few more. Craig's so old, he remembers when the abacus was cutting technology.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
And finally, Craig's so old, he used to babysit Yoda.
What's that?
A list.
What list?
A list that Chuck Tomasi sent me.
Oh.
Chuck Tomasi sent you a list?
Yeah, he told me to read it during our birthday wish to Craig. He also sent me 10 butts.
Hold on. Chuck Tomasi, Chuck of ChuckChat.com, sent you $10 to read that list while we record our birthday wish to Craig?
Yep.
Okay, Nick, come here. Caleb, I need you to say happy birthday, Craig, from all of us at Dancing with Elephants.
Happy birthday, Craig, from all of us at Dancing with Elephants.
Oh.
What is it, Daddy?
So Chuck sent you $10, huh?
Yep.
Okay, remember, I get the standard 15%.
Okay, Daddy.
That's pretty good.
I know nothing of a list.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
I know nothing of that. That's going to bring us to the end. Boy, we appreciate all the birthday wishes
cool.
And the listener feedback. And if you want to be part of the show, we appreciate it. You can call us on the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. Email us at technorama@chuckchat.com or visit the website at chuckchat.com. There's also donations in the tip jar, reviews on iTunes, Music Store, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, tons of directories out there that we appreciate. You can, you know, they don't cost you anything to support the podcast. Good stuff.
Hey, I want to say free. Thank you to everybody that did call in between, you know, the birthday show that we did and today. I appreciate it very much, and it did mean a lot because it was really cool to have people call in all around the world, so... There you go, and
that
I'm ready
neat.
To start getting on with this year.
Thank you to everybody who contributes their time and talent to help keep Technorama going. All of you who have called into the show or left a voicemail or sent an MP3, thank you very much. Matt Marr for all the great blog content during the week. Scott Reynolds and Ustream for the streaming capabilities we have on Sunday nights. If you happen to be around, we'd love to see you there. And also in the chat room at irc.freenode.net. Channel name is Pound Technorama. Almost got that backwards.
Yeah.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with Farpoint Media and about a Google of shows over there.
Googleplex.
There's a bazillion of them.
Yeah.
And there's just more every day.
A gaggle.
Good audio content at farpointmedia.net. If you're getting this show the old-fashioned way by clicking on the link on the website, be sure to subscribe. It's free. You will go subscribe. Or at least consider it. If you're confused about any of that, give Craig or I an email. Again, technorama@chuckchat.com. We'll be happy to provide you with more information. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama or tell somebody even if they're not your friend.
Yeah.
Great way to get the word out.
Sure.
And until next time, binary high five.
101, everybody.